This is Don Letts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra. Stay tuned.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and today on the WGXC Morning Show, we'll hear more news about Governor Andrew Cuomo, and whether he will resign or not, and it's looking more and more like he won't, and impeachment will actually happen, as the gears of impeachment have been grinding slowly and moving a little more quickly this week in Albany.
Hi, this is Michael Cole, the Columbia County Director of Community Services. The abuse of opiates has reached epidemic proportions in our country, our states, and in our county. Our local youth and their families have been impacted by the current opiate epidemic. Opiate abuse does not discriminate. However, there is hope. Treatment works and recovery is possible. Education is the key to dispelling myths that perpetuate the stigma associated with addiction. Information on how to get involved in the solution is available at 518-828-9446 or ColumbiaCountyMHC.com. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world right here at Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts that Sunday there's a 30% chance of scattered showers. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 80 and a low around 61 Sunday night. Monday, isolated showers are again possible. There's a 20% chance, mainly after 2 p.m. With mostly sunny skies, a high near 81 and a low around 64. And then Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of rain with sunny skies, a high of 84 and a low around 66. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth LoJudis of Hanacroy, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You've tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Sam Rawlins is reporting for Columbia Green Media that continued funding for the Village of Catskill and the Town of Greenville water projects was finalized and approved August 5th by the State Environmental Facilities Corporation for current projects. In total, the EFC approved more than $47 million in financing for 11 municipalities statewide. The Village of Catskill was awarded a $2.9 million Water Infrastructure Improvement Act grant, $695,000 in short-term interest-free financing, and nearly $1.4 million in short-term low-interest financing to replace aging water mains, reconstruct a sedimentation base, build a new water storage tank, and for an upgrade for the water filtration plant. Catskill Village board member Jeff Holliday said the funding was expected and will be used in part for the water main project on Main Street, which is scheduled to begin in 2022. The town of Greenville was approved for more than $5 million in long-term interest-free financing for the extension and improvement of its sewer plant. Greenville Town Supervisor Paul Macko said the approval takes the town's initial short-term construction loan to a long-term loan. Quote, "That is our old project," unquote, Macko said. Quote, "We are in the process of closing out our construction loan on the sewer extension that was done 3 years ago. We received a hardship loan when we put in for the project. It is a long-term interest-free loan that we will finance for 30 years, unquote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lukosovic is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the second of three forums to discuss the proposed realignment of elementary schools in the Coxsackie-Athens School District was held on August 5th. Under the proposal, all students enrolled in pre-kindergarten through second grade would attend school in Athens, and all third and fourth grade students would go to school in Coxsackie. Approximately 40 people attended the first forum held at the E.J. Arthur Elementary School. The forum at the high school attracted six people. The participants spoke about length of bus ride required under the school reorganization, the need to assign aides to monitor the buses, and Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction Carrie Houlihan addressed the academic concerns related to realignment of the grades. Regrouping of the grades was requested by some district teachers, and at the third forum to be held on August 16th, teachers will discuss their feelings on the proposal, Houlihan said. The district sent out a survey to district teachers from kindergarten through sixth grade asking if they would like the district to pursue the proposal. And 66 responded. 60% of the teachers supported the move. Third grade grouping forum is scheduled next week at Coxsackie Athens High School, and an online survey is planned to gather additional feedback from the community, Superintendent Randall Squire said. Public hearing will be held in late September with the Board of Education. The final determination will be made by a vote of the board. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. And Andrea Macko reports at Porcupine Soup that a decade ago, Hurricane Irene almost took Prattsville off the map. On August 28, 2011, the torrential rains from Hurricane Irene raised the Schoharie Creek 15 feet in only 12 hours. A water volume greater than Niagara Falls collapsed 11 homes and left more than 100 others completely uninhabitable. Every building on Main Street, including more than 20 businesses, were damaged or destroyed. When the waters receded, the town was left to rebuild. As the 10th anniversary approaches, Prattsville is marking the occasion with an event to not only remember the flood, but to celebrate the town's resilience. The Prattsville Still Afloat celebration takes place from August 27th through August 29th. One of the main events will be the reopening of the historic Zadok Pratt Museum that includes a community-led exhibit on Irene and a very special concert. There will be tours of the newly renovated museum along with collections displayed throughout the weekend. The museum is looking for photos and brief accounts of the storm from Prattsville residents willing to share them. Anyone interested can call the Zadok Pratt Museum at 518-299-3395. Specific times and more information will be announced as the event approaches. Anyone interested in getting on the yard sale map can call 518-303-1462, and prospective craft or food vendors wanting to be part of the farmers market can call 646-842-2984. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks
on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine or both. Anyone making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mishuda. I'm 19 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fahim. I'm 16, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm 10, and I'm from around Hudson.
We count her as one of our own. But anyways, we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
And other bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Who wants to
not
get us
old
started?
Man, see, though.
Yeah, probably not. I still have to read that one. I gotta
do it. I have not read
it.
I gotta see what Amelia hates so much about it.
Yeah, I have a theory that I'm gonna actually like it, and it's gonna ruin everything.
I have a theory that I might like it a little bit, not that much. I'll be like, this isn't that bad, but it's not my number one choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
So this book is called Zeta the Space Girl. It's by Ben Hatke, and I will read the description. Flung far across the universe from star to star, faced with monsters, magicians, and maybe new friends, a Earth girl named Zeta must find a way home. And I wonder if they have more than that description. Okay. Nope, no more. 1 to 100%, 100% being the best, 0 being horrible. I'd probably rate the 85.
Pretty high. Yeah, this one is the first in a trilogy. And according to my scores that I gave them on Goodreads years ago, I liked the second book in the trilogy the most. I gave that 5 stars and I gave the other 2 4 stars. So very good book. I found a longer description for Zeta the Space Girl that I can read.
Yeah, made a long read.
Zeta's life took a cosmic left turn in the blink of an eye. When her best friend is abducted by an alien doomsday cult, Zeta leaps to the rescue and finds herself a stranger on a strange planet. Humanoid chickens and neurotic robots are shocking enough as new experiences go, but Zeta is even more surprised to find herself taking on the role of intergalactic hero. Before long, aliens in all shapes and sizes don't even faze her. Neither do ancient prophecies, doomed planets, or even a friendly con man who takes a mysterious interest in Zeta's quest. Zeta the Space Girl is a fun, captivating tale of friendship and redemption from flight veteran Ben Hatke. It also has more whimsical, eye-catching, Miyazaki-esque monsters than you can shake a stick at. That's what I remember most about it, aside from Zeta being a really cool hero, is I like all of the little creatures that he makes.
Definitely.
And it's like at the start of each chapter, there's different little creatures.
Yeah. Shake a stick.
But have you read that whole series?
No, I've only read the first.
First one? First two?
First one.
Oh, you should read the rest. It's so good. Such a fun series. I wish there were more. I would keep reading stories about her. She's a cool hero.
Well, when was the third made?
The third one came out in 2014. Whoa, I was really on top of it. I read it like right when it came out. Who do you think would be a fan of Zeta the Space Girl?
Probably 10-year-olds would be most interested in this. 9 or 10-year-olds. And I think it's good for sci-fi fans.
Thanks for sharing that book. I love that series. So I love when other people love it. And I hope you get to read more of them. How about Fahim? Do you have a book you wanted to share?
My book is called Young Avengers. It's a YA book, Style Over Substance. And it's by Kieran Gillen and illustrated by Jamie McKelvey. So it's about six young Avengers. So it's like, if you're talking about the Marvel and the MCU timeline right now, it's like, it's much in the future. It's about six superheroes that are now in their teenage years, trying to make their own, like, you know, life choices. They're not trying to be like other previous superheroes. They're not trying to make a legacy. They're not trying to make their own legacy. They're trying to make their own path, I guess. Yeah, their own path. And these six superheroes consist of Wiccan, who's a child of the Scarlet Witch, Wanda Maximoff, Hawking, who's like an alien, who's a Skrull, and something else, I forgot the name of that, but like Captain Marvel is one of them. But yeah, he's still those two alien races combined. And then Hawkeye Bishop. I think she's a character that's going to be in the new Hawkeye series. Like, yeah, Clint Barton is probably going to be training her to be the next Hawkeye. She's in this story. And Kid Loki. I have a theory about Kid Loki. I think this book also, like, kind of goes in with the Loki series, because it ended, like, a few weeks ago. And, in the Loki series, there was a Kid Loki. But I think this Kid Loki is a bit different. I think this Kid Loki is a reincarnation of a Loki that died. And, like, especially the MCU is going through, like, the multiverse of madness. There's so many universes and everything. I'm pretty sure this is a different Loki that died, reincarnated into, like, a Kid Loki. And then there's a Marvel boy who I think is related to one of the Marvels. Maybe Captain Marvel, or, like, there's, like, all these other Marvels. Miss Marvel, I mean, something like that. And then and Miss America, who I think is related to the new Captain America, who's, like, I think Captain Falcon. I think that's his name now. Falcon turns into Captain America. I think she's related to him. And it's basically about them trying to figure out their superpowers. And especially in their timeline, there's not a lot of major supervillains, because most of them, like, I guess, passed away through like all these multiversal wars and all these other events that happened. That is most likely going to happen during this new MCU timeline and everything, because all the multiverse is getting introduced. It's going to be very crazy. And it's basically them trying to, I guess, still trying to be a superhero while not having a major threat. But, like, you know, like, every as much superhero there are, there's going to be a lot more supervillains, and, like, sooner or later, and more supervillains, like, sooner or later, normal people are going to try to be supervillain. It's like there's no supervillains, but it's gonna build up to becoming even more dangerous supervillains. You know what I mean? It's not gonna be like alien figure like Thanos coming to Earth trying to kill everyone. It's gonna be more of like a human who can time travel, and I guess change, alter other people's timeline and their lives, and especially the fact that before these six. Their actual leader, Iron Lad, who, if you watch the Loki series, you might know about the One Above All. He's a variant of Kang the Conqueror, and Iron Lad is also a variant of Kang the Conqueror. So in this story, like, these six are trying to basically just go through their normal life, live with their powers, and then, like, it just builds up to, I guess, a lot more different pathway than other superheroes.
Cool. And what's that book called again?
Young Avengers, Style Over Substance.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Avenger, young or old?
Right now, I have to say Loki. He has a very, I see people hating on him. Well, because he just wants to, the reason he wants to be like a supervillain, because he wants attention, really, because like he's really not an Asgardian, adopted Asgardian. He's been always treated like that. He wanted to be treated as like a person who's an actual person, who has an actual voice. But like, you know, he's jealous of Thor because Thor, he has actual powers, but Loki, he still discovered what he has. And that, especially like after the Loki series, I'm pretty sure a lot of people like Loki right now. Right now, I'll say Loki, but also Bucky Barnes.
You know, okay. The Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Or you like him as Bucky Barnes?
Yeah, I like him as Bucky Barnes, not as Winter Soldier, but just, I feel like Bucky Barnes is going to try to do something else. I forgot the name, but he's going to be like, he's going to be an associate to Black Panther.
Okay.
I forgot his name, but like, he's soon turning into a superhero now. And I feel like the Winter Soldier is like his super villain name. He's going to try his best to forget. So, yeah.
Cool.
I think it's called the White Wolf. I think that's what
Yeah, that sounds right.
With the whole Wakanda technology and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Especially with the multiverse and everything.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the Loki series?
I've seen parts of it.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I'd like to see it.
Because so the Loki series, there's a variance of Loki, right? You, like when you're reading comic books and all the Marvel especially, like you might think, what if one thing, just, like for example, what if Captain America never got the Super Soldier Serum? What would happen, right? So like if this Loki series kind of like puts like a point where like there are like millions, infinity amounts of other Lokis, and especially like all these other superheroes and super villains out there that are different from each other. They're all from different universes. And it's also throughout that, like Loki meets with all these other Lokis. I'm not going to say they are, because that will become spoiled again. But like, they're very different and interesting from each other. They all have their different pathways. It's basically, it connects to a major supervillain who is much, much more powerful than Thanos. They'll be coming to the MCU. So yeah, it's basically connecting to the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness and Spider-Man No Way Home. So multiverse is just going to be very insane. Millions of Captain Americas versus millions of Iron Man, and it's going to be all over the place, really. So it's going to be very fascinating.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the Avengers movies, and I saw WandaVision, but I haven't read that many of the comics of some of the bigger characters. I read Captain Marvel and Ms. Marvel, who's going to be introduced in a new series soon, and Black Widow and Hawkeye. But I haven't read like any, I don't think I've read Iron Man, Thor, I don't know. Captain America. I don't think I've read any comics with them. Who?
What about Batman or Superman?
They're in the DC universe, so they're not in the Avengers, but I have read some Batman comics.
Who's in the DC? Is it like?
That's like Wonder Woman.
Ivy. Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, definitely like the DC more than.
Oh yeah, I like it all.
I really like Poison Ivy. She's cool.
Oh yeah, cool.
I feel like if you're watching the movies, I feel like you should not. I mean, it's an opinion, but I feel like you should not read the comics because it will spoil all the parts that will come into movies. If you're a comic book reader, you already know what's gonna happen in the future.
Although they do change a lot. I know I read the Infinity Gauntlet, the comic, a long time before the Avengers Infinity War films came out, Endgame. So I had a sense of what Thanos wanted to do, but the way it turned out was much different than how it was in the book. Like different characters in play. Yeah, it was very different. So I think there's enough different aspects that it's still fine to do both, but maybe there are certain ones where it's more of a direct copy.
Yeah, maybe like the new Eternals comics and everything. Mm-hmm. So those comics really
I'm a big comic book reader, but I haven't read any of the superhero comics. I feel like I might well start doing that.
Cool. Well, why don't we move on to Mashuda and hear what she has to share.
Last week I talked about The Girl and a Ghost by Hannah Alcoff. So I'm going to continue to update our listeners on that because I really love this book. And I think it's like a interesting twist to it now as I'm reading it. So it's like the girl and the ghost. Soraya is continuing her life with the pink, which she named the ghost that her dead grandmother gave her as a gift. And so the ghost is, you know, represents darkness. And so but then since Soraya is innocent and sweet, she is a little girl who names everything. So she thinks pink is the best name she invented so far. And even though the ghost is darkness, it's very cool that she names him pink. And then at first the ghost doesn't like it, but you know, he got used to it. So it's like, she's not old. She's a young girl. She suffered so much. Her father died. And so her mother was working like jobs to feed herself and her daughter. She's just a nobody at school. People bully her and she's just like quiet. She's always like doing her drawing, but finally she has a friend. So, but then as I'm reading it, like as a reader, I discovered that she's not just a little kid. She's actually mature and like nice, a good person. She's like nothing like her grandma. So, and then her friends, Camellia, and so they're like a mean girl in her school who always bully her. And Camellia has like long nails manicured and painted nicely. But she's poor, you know, supported by a single mother. She doesn't have any, but she's happy as she is. But then like Camellia would dig the deep long nails to her like hand and make her cry. And Pink, the darkness, would say like, I can crush their bones or like hurt them in so many ways. And then, so like your grandma would have done that. You know, your grandma would have commanded me to do a lot of things, bad things. She wouldn't have been quiet like you. And then Soraya would think for a moment and she would say, if I punish them, then I'm going to be the mean girl. So like there won't be any difference between me and the mean girls. So like, she just keeps quiet. She doesn't even tell her mother about it. And it, you know, it continues. Pink, like for that, since he loves Soraya and their friendship, so he secretly starts punishing the mean girls. So one day when they're playing in the gym, randomly like 10 times ball hit Kamala's face and weird just happened. And so then the mean girls figure out that it can't be a coincidence, because whenever they bothered Soraya, bad things happened to them after. But then soon after, one afternoon after school was over, Soraya was drawing on her notebook and she drew a lot of like beautiful drawing. She has a big drawing book and she's almost done with it. She also made a cover page. But then the mean girls came and it's like, what are you drawing here? You think like you're so smart. You think like your drawing is the best. And then they just get the notebook and they rip, like they each take turn ripping it and they throw it on the trash. And then, but you know, Soraya couldn't say anything. And it just ends there. I read so far. So, but then like, I understand that Soraya is, you know, being nice, but to just stand up for herself. You know, she doesn't have to use Pink's method, but she could just like, at least, I don't know, it's hard being her and I don't know what she can do, but it doesn't have to be like violence, but she could at least like, you know, stand up for herself. And I don't even think the teacher's gonna listen to her because, you know, the mean girls, everyone is just afraid of them, but I don't know what she can do, but find something that's not violence to stop it, because whatever they're doing, it's just expanding. It's not stopping and it's not normal. Yeah.
I'm glad you're continuing to enjoy that book. It sounds really good. It's been on my list for a while. I need to get around to that one.
Yeah. a question. What do you think she should do, like, to stop the bullies?
What do you think, Georgia?
I think that she should first tell her mom, then tell the teacher, even if the teacher won't listen. Then if it continues to go on, tell the principal. And also, when it happens, like, brush her hand away, or if she's digging really hard, just slap her hand. That'll get it away. And say, stop that. Slap too hard, just enough that she...
Just to protect herself, yeah.
Well, to do that.
What do you think, Fahim?
Well, she doesn't really want to be violent. So I guess just, I don't know if she has any other friends, but if she doesn't, then I guess, yeah, talk to her mom. Teachers are most likely going to listen. But if her mom understands her situation, I guess she can set up a meeting with, like, a principal or, like, a bunch of teachers and discuss about the situation. They can probably come to good terms with the bullies. But at the same time, I feel like bullies are going to think that she snitched on them. And, you know, the whole snitch, she gets stitches, I guess that will end up pretty bad for her. And then, that will most likely turn her mood around, in my theory, and will probably make Pink very mad. Pink will most likely do something way worse than what they would do to her. And, you know, I guess, I mean, sooner or later, she will get fed up with the situation. And they will probably come to, in terms of her using Pink to stop these bullies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to add, like, even though, like, I feel like Pink might feel like he's helping her, it's like, it's still not normal. He's kind of, like, interfering with her life and, you know, her privacy. So I feel like, even, like, the cover might sound so interesting, like, a girl and a ghost becomes friend. I don't think it works, you know, ghost can't be a friend because that's invasion of privacy, and she just doesn't want to harm those girls, and Pink is just not listening. And, you know, it might not be, there might not be any consequences for the ghost, but, you know, there might be. Already, this poor girl has suffered so much. She doesn't need people, like, you know, face the things that she didn't do.